Okay, so tonight is the 9th, yeah? September. February 2017. Yeah? So today is Thursday class because Suyan is not around. Yeah? Mifong also, they are on a trip to Thailand. So we changed the venue to Brother Teo and Pamasuri's house. Yeah? So we get ready, yeah, for puja. Yeah? Light the candle and the incense, then we can commence our puja offering. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah, there are quite a number of candles. Yeah. Okay, then we all can stand, huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, offer the tree first. Eh? Brother Song, yeah. You start with the offering of the tree. Yeah. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated, then get ready for puja. Compose your mind, develop your sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja. 南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无观世音菩萨，南无观世音菩萨，南无观世音菩萨，南无弥勒佛，南无弥勒佛，南无弥勒佛，南无佛菩萨，南无佛菩萨，南无佛菩萨，阿拉汉萨玛萨布多巴嘎瓦布当巴嘎万当阿比瓦迪米。娑迦多巴嘎瓦达达摩Dhammang Namassami Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, turn to page one of the chanting book. Can pass me a copy of the chanting book?Yeah. We will commence the puja chanting. Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama SambuddhasaNamo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Sanghang Saranang GacchamiDutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang GacchamiTatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang SamadhiyamiAdinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Mesu Michachara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Musawada Viramani Sikkhapadang SamadhiyamiSuramiraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Now we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna Sarappa Dithena Dithena Tamadang Sina Tiloka Dipang SambuddhangPujayami Tamonudang Ganda Sambrayutena Dopena Hang Suganghina Pujaye Pujaniyantang Puja Bhajana Muttamang Vanna Ganda Gunopetang Etang KusumaSantati Jayami Munindasa Siri Pada Sarorohe Pujemi Buddhang Kasumena Nena ปุณเณนามเตนะเจโหทุโมคังปุพังมิลายาติยัตตาอิดังเมกายโยตัตตายาติวินาสบาวังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเตปานิยังปริกาปิตังอานุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาทุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเตปาเลปาริกาปิตังอานุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาทุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเตโบจานังปริกาปิตังอานุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาทุมุตตมัง Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light.May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma.That cools and doses of the fires of all defilements within our mind. Of significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like this fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits.May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flower. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body.So that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya,be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits to departed ones and all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.Okay, let us pay respect mindfully to Triple Gem. Buddhang Pujami Dhammang Pujami Sanghang Pujami Okay, you can be seated.Just relax yourself, body and mind, then we can commence our meditation. Today we will have about half an hour. You can have half an hour meditation. We will off the light. Then those who already know how to meditate, you can straight away proceed and start. And for those who stillneed to train your mind, you can proceed to. So you can either use the mind sweeping method, combined with metta to train your mind. Wow, this handphone now too complicated. I don't know what I touch. Suddenly the Google respond. Okay, I will not set the alarm until after. So by now I think the instruction for meditation you already I think you already should have a very good understanding of it. So you just do what you need to do. Then after that, develop the silent mind to meditate. You only need to relax, maintain awareness within. Then don't try to know. Just silent your mind. If the hindrance are still there, if you still got thoughts and other things, just let it arise. Do not resist, do not control or try to do something. Just silently allow it to be, and it will settle down. Then the free mind will settle down. And when the thoughts settle down, when there is no more thinking or the slowing down of sankhara, your form and mind, you will know. Your awareness will be aware of it. Then there is faith, there is joy. Then this mind will silent by itself. Yeah. Once you can do that, you can meditate very well. Then you just relax and silent everything. If you are doing anapanasati, you just stay there. Relax into every mind state that arises. Then maintain awareness within. That's why the four support, relax, aware. Then 24 hour is to sustain it. Whatever arises, just let it be. It will fall back. It will return to its original state if you don't feed it with any more thought, energy or thinking. Then when you do not resist, do not react or do not do anything, there is no duality. You don't have to think. And because of that, there is no mental hindrance. That's why sati will take over. The spiritual faculty of sati will take over. And when sati take over, you will be able to meditate very well. I need Brother Teo. This ventilator, somebody off it, didn't on back any. There's a swing mode. Okay, it's okay now. Thank you. Okay, otherwise here very stuffy. Okay, I'll let you all develop the meditation. Then I will ring the bell after about 25 minutes. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have not, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Then we turn to page 6. Of the chanting book, we will do the invocation to the devas. Okay, I will read the English translation, invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine or teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Muni Rajasu Sunantu Sagga Mokkhadam Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Tassa Ittipiso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho Vijacarana Sampanno Sugato Lokavidu Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Sattha Deva Manusana Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sandhittiko Akaliko Ehipasiko Opanayiko Pajatang Veditabo Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Samicchipatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Yadidam Chattari Purisayukkani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savakasango Ahuneyo Pahoneyo Dakineyo Anjalikaraneyo Anutaram Punyaketang Lokasa Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Gem. Bedang Pujemi Damang Pujemi Sanghang Pujemi. Okay, you all can be seated. Yeah? Relax yourself. Yeah. We will commence our second session. So tonight, I think before we continue with the second session, Brother Song told me last Tuesday he got something important to share. Yeah? Is regarding his understanding that arise, then certain things happen. So we will listen from Brother Song. So you all can rejoice after that. Okay. Yeah.
Tại 12月的有一天的下午。
Yeah.
我的里面就 click 了一个find spiritual faculty.
Yeah.
Then 我就去 recall 这find spiritual faculty. 当我一 recall 的时候，我整个 form and mind understand 就的感觉就是我 understand 了整个的那个spiritual faculty. And then 我可以 feel 到里面有很多的 dharma.
Yeah.
But 只是一个 feeling 就这样子的一个我只是 recall 我还没有去 contemplate
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
那个 feeling 就是整个已经
correct.
Understand 了
yes,
整个
yes,
yes. the five spiritual faculty 然后过后我就看到我去 Thursday class at night、以前我每次驾车如果是traffic 很 busy 的时候those 我们知道我们不要去 react 但是那个 habitual tendency 它会 automatic 的 就哇那个 negativity 全部一直会跑出来 but that day 我去Thursday class 的时候我就 although 那个三威那边很塞车但是我就很silent 的这样子 我发现到这么真的是不一样了
里面不一样了
没有那个 delusion 了
yeah, yeah,
没有那个 negativity 了
so
then 有一天下午我在 office 做工那天很忙所以我在二楼三楼我一直上楼下楼上楼下楼等我发现到诶怎么没有这个thought 的
傻的
then 只是他只是一个在这个 center 这里 aware 罢了
yeah, yeah, yeah.
然后我去 observe 我讲诶很像你什么都没有、
yeah.
因为那个 top 没有了就很像什么都没有、
yeah.
但是你讲什么都没有因为他是在这个 center 这边 aware
对
然后他就很像什么都有
啥都
然后我一直很忙那一天我一直跑上跑下但是他就一直缅甸在这个 center
yeah, yeah, yeah.
这样子一直去 aware、
yeah.
silent 的意思就
Your nature will remain
对然后过后我就在 recall 我就想诶周末什么都没有
yeah.
And then 我就以为想诶为什么连 happiness 也没有因为以前我们的 habitual tendency 的时候你如果是 react 那个 negativity 的时候你很多的那种 anxiety
yeah,
yeah. 那种很 negative 的 emotion
yeah, yeah, yeah.
但是我讲如果现在什么都没有的话周末连 happiness 都没有的 then after the second day 我就 realize 了这个 happiness 也是一个worldly 的这个 condition 来的、yeah. 它是一个 duality、mm-hmm. 如果你有 happiness 它一定会有 unhappiness 的
yeah, the other side、
所以我就再去 recall 回那个 condition 的时候叫那个时候它是很 beauty 的它里面什么都没有、
yeah.
但是 它又很 aware 的like, 什么都有、
yeah.
所以那时候我就想到哦，这个就很像这个就是一个最高的那种福祉我们华语叫福祉 yeah, 最高的就是你不被你的这个你的那种Sakaya Ditti 一直去 dilute 它、
yeah.
它你只是在 silent 里面就是这样子
Sadhu 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 Yeah, let us rejoice. For those who don't quite understand Mandarin, huh? Maybe I need to translate a bit. So according to Brother Song, it was around the time of December, last year 2016. Then while he was in the midst of his daily life meditation, because the daily mindfulness is really there, then all of a sudden, the inner nature understood a very profound Dhamma. That it understood what this fine spiritual faculty is all about. Then it has reached a stage where it has become very stable. Yeah, very stable. Then the next day, he realized, even though he was very busy, doing a lot of, before that was, he has to attend the Thursday class, meditation class. So while he was driving, under normal circumstances, because that day the traffic jam was very bad, but then he realized, how come the mind is so different now? It can just remain peaceful, aware, and accept the reality of the moment. Then later on, a lot of other things happened because according to him, during the early days, if there is traffic jam or what, the mind will stir, the mind will react, become impatient, have a lot of anxiety and all these things. Then want to do a lot of things. But all of a sudden, this mind is different. Like it had understood something. The reality is the reality. You can come to that understanding. Then you can be at peace with even the worst situation that you can encounter. So this is how the mind that have the understanding can transform itself and develop that understanding. Then the following day, when he was in the office, doing a lot of activity and things, he has to walk up and down second floor, third floor, fourth floor, or fifth floor. Then while he was going through all this, in the midst of activity, in the midst of career and work, normally the mind will have activity and it will move. But he realized it was so different now. It's like throughout the day, he hardly got any thought. There's only an awareness from the center of the heart, the nature there. Yeah. Then later on, even that center will cease. Yeah. That center will be an initial anchor, where it's away from there. Yeah. But later on, when that nature become very different, when the mundane mind completely collapse, because earlier on he has gone through that experience of what cessation is. Then after that, you will go through this phase where sankhara, everything, will become less and less, less and less, until there is hardly any more thought. Then you will be fully aware throughout the day, heedful. Then this mind is so different, because just like what I used to share with you all, in the midst of activity, there can be stillness. The mind can just be aware, silent, it's like no movement. Then in the midst of whatever sound or vibration, that mind is always silent. The silent mind is always silent. So this is what happened to him. And the understanding just unfold. That's like I used to tell you all, when you meditate, you don't try to know. The understanding will come by itself. Then when you realize and awaken, that nature inside will understand. And when that nature understands, because the form and mind is connected to it, the form and mind will understand. And when the form and mind understand that delusion, self-delusion, it will cease to be. That's why I said the moment you are awakened, the moment you have penetrated and understood, he early on went through the cessation. That's why all this can happen. So if you have the understanding and you have developed the meditation accordingly, the transformation will happen. And it can happen in very beautiful manner and way. Then everyone is different. I don't expect the same thing to happen. But basically, your understanding will be the same. You will develop the awakening and the understanding. Then the transformation of mind and consciousness will happen. It actually happened due to many other things which you all may not understand now. But those who went through, when he reflect and contemplate, later he will understand a lot of things. It's actually not the mind become learned. The mind was all the time, the true mind was learned. But the sankhara still there earlier on. The stability of mindfulness and understanding and awakening is still not complete. So because of that, as he go through the cultivation, I used to tell him, don't try to know. Persevere, just do. Then everything will fall into place. When the condition is there, it will happen. So that's how he come to that understanding. Then it took him quite a while, December until now February, almost 2 months, I think, before he really want to share. Because as you go through, just like Quan Chin Lao He Sang mentioned, the form and the mind will understand that something is different, something is happening. But sometimes that form and mind initially doesn't know that it has transformed. But as he go through life, as he encounter situation, then like Quan Chin Lao He Sang, 碰到事情, he know what to do. Means when you encounter a situation, when the wisdom is already there, the mind become like that. It know how to act. It know what to do. And that is wisdom. That's why Quan Chin Lao He Sang answered it very well. When people ask him, 什么是智慧? What is wisdom? Then Quan Chin Lao He Sang laugh. Is it? Wisdom is something you cannot understand. Sometimes when it arises through the awakening, that form and mind may not know. Until later on, when he realized that his mind is so different now, when he encounters a situation, he just know how to act. That's why I said, the transformation, when it happens, it becomes very beautiful. Later on, maybe I will share with you all. There is a sutta that talk about the gradual transformation. This one is about the... It's something to do with Kayanamita Shiva. The concept of Kayanamita spoken by the Buddha. So it's under one of the sutta, I forgot the name already, where I was about to prepare that website of ours. So the main concept behind is Kayanamita Shiva. So I have chosen that title, Beatitudes Kayanamita. And I have to explain why I choose that title. Because it's like what the Buddha have told Ananda. In one of the sutta, it seems Ananda, when was told by the Buddha, that it is very important for cultivator to have virtuous, wise and good kayamita, sincere, virtuous, good and wise kayamita. Then kayamita, like I used to tell you, there are two types. One type is kayamita who walk the path of Dhamma, who has the Dhamma. That one can be your role model, can be your teacher, can be your guide. Because they have the embodiment of virtue and wisdom, they are already enlightened. That's why they have the Dhamma. If you can find one, you are already very lucky, very blessed, very beautiful. The other type of kayamita are the normal Dhamma friends, sincere, virtuous Dhamma friends, who deeply understood the teaching. Then they determine to put it into practice or cultivation. So they determine to understand the teaching. Then through the understanding, develop the very strong faith in the Triple Gem, the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Through contemplating who the Buddha is and how special a being he is and how wonderful the teaching is all about. Then through the understanding, it will stimulate the virya from the faith. The virya, which is a spiritual zeal, will arise. Then it will drive them to cultivate. So all this will bring forth the condition for that normal puttijana to become a true kayanamita, to walk the path of Dhamma. And because he has right view, he will maintain his five precepts diligently. Then he will develop heedfulness to cultivate the understanding of the essential Dhamma and finally the Noble Eightfold Path, leading to the awakening. So these are the attributes or core value of a true kayanamita. And this kayanamita, they are worthy of the Buddha's disciples' name because they truly follow the advice of the Buddha. By having right view with regards to the law of karma, they determine to hold the precepts so that they will avoid all evil. Then they determine to develop mindfulness, heedfulness, leading to their ability to cultivate that five precepts and keep it very well. They have understood the essential Dhamma of the three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. They understood that these are evil roots, roots of all evil, make you evil, bring about coming downfall. And they were determined not to allow it to arise. That's why they will have the four right effort to abandon them when they have arisen. Then the next right effort is to prevent them from arising in future. Then they cultivate wholesomeness through right effort to cultivate the wholesome thought, wholesome speech, and wholesome action, and wholesome livelihood, born of right view. Then finally, the final fourth right effort, to refine upon and perfect all this right view, right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood. Then they cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness, leading to the samadhi and equanimity, the last factor of enlightenment, equanimity. Then they will awaken. So this is what the second type of kayanamita is all about. So when you have sincere kayanamita or Dhamma friend or spiritual friends who walk the path of Dhamma with you, who can be a role model for you, like a teacher and student, Then the other one is like peers, because both understood the teaching, both are sincere in their approach towards the Dhamma, both will have the cultivation of the advice of the Buddha, means you keep your precept, you cultivate wholesomeness and goodness, then you develop wisdom to purify your mind, you become beautiful, you become different. So this type of kainamitta shape, according to the Buddha, is 100% of your holy life. Because Ananda didn't know. Ananda said, kainamitta shape or spiritual friends account for 50% of our holy life. So he thought the rest is diligent and other things. The Buddha, Sakyamuni, actually admonished him and told him, no, kainamitta actually is 100% of the holy life. And you know why the Buddha mentioned this or not? Because he read through the sutta, one of the criteria to become an Arya or an enlightened being is, what is the most important criteria? What is the most important criteria? There are five, but one of them is to have true kainamitta. Means real kainamitta who has the Dhamma. So it's mentioned in the sutta. Then it is also mentioned in the Mangala Sutta. Mangala Sutta, how many blessings? 38 blessings. The first two is what? Very good, sadhu. Not to associate with the fools and the heedless. Associate with the wise and the virtuous. So, kainamitta, who are true kainamittas, spiritual friends who walk the path of Dhamma, are they fools and heedless people? They are not, isn't it? So you must have more kainamittas. Otherwise, you cannot avoid the foolish and the heedless. And you cannot meet up with the wise and the virtuous. So kainamitta is a very large part of all of our cultivation. You need to have affinity with them. You need to actually develop the understanding that even as peers, you are there to motivate, counsel, support, and help each other to walk the path of Dhamma. Whatever you do to help fellow kainamittas, it will bring forth the causes and conditions for them to help you back in future, where you can never know what their nature is. They can all of a sudden, through their diligence and great understanding, progress very fast, transform very fast. That's why you look at all the great cultivators, even in the Vimalakirti Sutta and all the Sammasambuddha, they tell you the same story. The Diamond Sutta mentioned it very clearly. They have met, even for Vimalakirti, 90 million Sammasambuddha. And Sakyamuni, before he met Dipankara Buddha, he also met a lot. So all this show very clearly the importance of kainamitta shape. That's why I choose the informal grouping which I call variety of kainamittas, because we are different type of kainamitta. I always stress on understanding. You have to cultivate with understanding. Then you will become true kainamittas. You will become different. And my nature is full of joy, because I saw the flourishing of kainamittas over the last 3 to 4 years. It has moved very fast, and a lot of you have transformed and become beautiful in your own way. Some may not realize what has happened, But your life has changed. You have become different because the way you live your life according to the Dhamma. When you are able to avoid all evil, you're good. Even before you awaken, because you have the attribute, merits and blessing, and you make aspiration. You develop a lot of wholesomeness to our weekly classes, Tuesday class, Thursday class, Sunday class, house dana, order, schedule, talk, spiritual trip, our annual retreat and all those things. Then listening to the Dhamma, straightening your views, the recording, the video and all those things, audio recording. You should thank Brother Sui An, Brother Teo, Pramasiri, Hui Rong, Miss Lee and others who help out to do up the recording, even Jin Hao also. Because these are the things that can transform you when you diligently cultivate. Because all these are very wholesome, meritorious. In fact, almost all the time meritorious action, you will cover them. And when you walk the power of Dhamma this way, I used to share with most of you, even by attending one of the sessions, the 2 hour plus session, I tell you, the wholesomeness that comes with it, the merits, the blessing that comes with it, and when you make that tie or aspiration through this understanding, your parami is so different. You can never understand it until later when you progress along the path of Dhamma. Then the other hidden forces, our Kayanamita Fund, I tell you, that one is very powerful. If you have that faith, the understanding, that one will trigger off the causes and conditions for you to progress along the path of Dhamma. Because that Kayanamita Fund do a lot of wholesomeness to help Kayanamita. Only Kayanamita Fund can donate towards all of our printing of the Dhamma books, development of the Dhamma sharing, and also the buying of all the audio equipment, the microphone, our writing material, then the printing of Dhamma books, and whatever donation and offering that we make to all the various spiritual places that we visit and all the places where we have our retreat. Then we also donate towards container, a lot of containers and other things. Then a lot of wholesomeness to organizations that do a lot of wholesomeness to help the world, like Siqi, even Two Wave, where they print a lot of Dhamma books for free distribution too, and ours also, we did a lot. So the only difference is Kayanamita Fund can do certain things that other people cannot do. Even you have a lot of money, you cannot partake and do, because this is meant for Kayanamita Fund. And Kayanamita Fund is such, you don't have to do any much, here whatever little amount. Sometimes you help out to become treasurer, or organize certain things, do up the transcript for reading, then rejoice in all this wholesomeness. As you do, you benefit tremendously. As you partake, you help out. The Kayamita force. And all this will grow, and it will become very different, very powerful. So this is what I need you to understand, so that later on when the website is ready, you will understand all this very clearly, because it will be written as the main objective and clearly describe how this particular website name come about. We have registered this brotherteo.com. The domain is already registered. Then we also have a hosting site where we have started to prepare material for this website to be formulated, and I hope to do it before the end of this month, so that all Kayanamitas can have access to all the immense wealth of Dhamma material. These are very penetrative and insightful Dhamma material. Then we are very grateful that Brother K. Lau, Sui An's ex-boss, he is very experienced in this. Also earlier on, Jin Hao's sister and Jin Hao, they are key to arising the condition for this website to arise. That's why when it's meant to be, when the time comes, things will happen. Yeah, I used to discuss with Brother Teo and Sui An. Then Sui An told me, yeah, his ex-boss is able to help us anyway. But it seems according to Sui An, he's very busy. So we just leave it. Then what happened was, when Jin Hao come to know, so I just briefed him, and because he used to recently, after he has the faith, after he saw how Brother Song actually transformed and improved and become like that, so the faith become very strong. Then he keep on listening to the Dhamma, sharing the audio and all things. Then he came to this conclusion. He said, Brother Teo, all this talk was so beautiful, especially the Klang talk and all the weekly schedule talk. He said, they got so much wealth of Dhamma inside there. Then I told him, later on, when we can have this website up, it will be even more fantastic and more people will have access. Then that time, the Kayanamita group, or our Kayanamitas, what they call informal grouping entity, will be able to benefit more people. And this pool of resources, this wealth of Dhamma resource, Brother K. Lau has come up with a very beautiful word, repository of Dhamma material. And I find it very useful, that word, repository. It's like a collection of a great wealth of very penetrative and insightful Dhamma material, which can be put on the website for people to access, to benefit the cultivator. And when people come to know how unique and how beautiful this Dhamma is, and when they themselves put it to practice, cultivate and develop the understanding, all this will happen by itself. And by then, a lot of things will happen. So we are not so interested in what will happen in the future. What I'm really very concerned or intent on is to set up this website, because like I used to tell you all, we have enough of this material available for us to really use it. And all this, if it can be put into a website for people to access, so that people can have the faith, the understanding, and because a lot of them are recorded audio, then a lot of them are also transcribed. Then all this sharing, the weekly sharing, the monthly sharing, or whatever, annual retreat and other things, ritual retreat, it will be on the website. Keep on updating itself. And this will remain for a very long time, because this website will not like Dropbox, after 2-3 years, take the link off, then you cannot download another thing. And to maintain this website is very cheap. So Kela has been experienced, he has helped us in a very big way, tremendously. So he registered for us. I think the registration is only a few US dollars. Then the hosting also is very cheap for 3 years. I think it's not much. It's less than 100 US, I think. For 3 years. It is pretty cheap. And we can have that website very reliable with big capacity. So this is what the Kayamita grouping, yeah, and Kayamita force can come to realize. And in future, all of your offering and donation to the Kayamita fund, however little or small, the spin-off from there, because it is from this fund we started very simple, with very little money initially, then it started to grow. Then when the time comes, condition comes, all of a sudden the fund grow until I also surprised when Suya report to me and Stephanie report to me. Then I said, oh good, then we can do more things. That's why Sumeru invitation came, and we make quite a lot of offering too. Then we make more offering, even the recent stupa, commemoration of the advent of the Cameron Highland Sun Pao Triple Gems Mahayana Temple, where we have our annual retreat there. So I had always wanted to make offering and contribution using Kayamita Fund for that place. Then we didn't know until Sufu Teng Siong, who has affinity with us, broke the news to us. That's why immediately I rejoiced and told her, no problem, we will take up the offer. Then we, at first I thought it was only 20,000. So we pledged minimum 20,000. Then very fast we collected the money without even informing many people. We are Kayamita Fund alone donated 10,000. 5,000 from Tuesday class, 5,000 ringgit from Thursday class. Then after that, we have a few close Kayamita who knows about it. They also donated. Then we actually raised 30,000. So we have enough. So we will offer all this to them at the coming retreat. So groundbreaking ceremony already started. They hope to finish it off in June. So by the time we have our retreat, it will be halfway. At least I think foundation will be completed. So all this wholesomeness come about because of condition. And it's meant to be. That's why it's unfolding. Then just now I was trying to explain to you why Kayamita ship is very important. So according to the Buddha, he said this Kayamita ship will bring forth the condition for you to have the affinity with all those virtuous and wise people. Those who have the Dhamma, of course, you can benefit tremendously from them. They can become like your role model. You can develop strong faith. Then you can assimilate their understanding, their teaching, their sharing, and all those things. So it's like a teacher and student type of Kayamitaship, where you look forward with great faith, sincerity, and understanding to learn from them because they have the Dhamma. Then fellow Kayamitaship also can keep you away from the heedless and the foolish. Then you support each other, motivate each other, counsel each other, and do a lot of wholesomeness together. And all this create great condition for your mind to transform. So when you have virtue, when you have right view, when you have power of merits, the sutta mentions something like that. The detail I will give it to you later because I just come across it today. But it's something like that. He said, having Kayamita is like a condition for the mind to develop virtue, to develop more understanding, wholesomeness. And through that, it is the condition for you to develop more and more mindfulness, heedfulness, the spiritual faculties that will lead to the condition for the what you call when your spiritual faculty is developed, it will do away with the five mental hindrances. So the five spiritual faculty is a condition for you to do away with the five mental hindrances, do away with the three evil roots of greed and hatred. Because without the five spiritual faculty, the five mental hindrances will be very powerful, very active. Then when the five mental hindrances are there, is the condition for the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion to arise. Is a condition for heedlessness to arise. Is a condition for delusion to become intensified. And even lead to downfall. They call unwise attention. Eyoniso manasikara. Whereas the other way around is different. When your faith is very strong, sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya is very strong, it's a condition for the five mental hindrances to cease. And to have the five spiritual faculty, you must have spiritual friend to explain to you the importance of the five spiritual faculty. So the teaching is very clear, very straightforward. It's not about the meditation through sitting, walking, developing calmness, peacefulness, jhana, and fasting. No, it's just very simple. The reason why you're not peaceful is because of your mental hindrance. That hinders your mental states, your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness and inner awareness. And because of that, you become heedless. Because this mental hindrance becomes habitual tendency. And when you have this mental hindrance born of self-delusion and ignorance, it will condition the evil roots. And it will make you evil, bring about downfall, then bring about the lack of wisdom. That's why they call eyoniso manasikara. You don't have wise attention at the moment of sense experience. That's how your mind reacts, stir, and create the duality. That's why Song now understood the duality reverse, stop. That's why the five spiritual faculty, when it's perfected, stabilized, become balanced, unshakable, is the condition for the five mental hindrance to cease. And when the five mental hindrance cease, because of the spiritual faculty, is a condition for the three evil roots to cease too. And when this one cease, you will have wisdom arising, right view arising. And that is the condition for wise attention at the moment of sense experience to arise. That's why yoniso manasikara. Yoniso is wise attention. Sorry, manasikara is attention. Yoniso is wise. So wise attention at the moment of sense experience. That's why when there is wisdom, you will know what to do. That's why I used to tell a lot of karmita, especially Yun Chan during the early day, yeah, he go and listen to all these people who share the Dhamma in this way. He said the dependent origination, the 12 link, after feeling, craving arise. So you can cut a feeling, he said. I said, you go and try. No way. Because when you don't have wisdom, you don't have wisdom. Wisdom is not something you can learn. Wisdom has to be awakened too. You have means you have. You don't have means you don't have. So at the moment of sense experience, when there is no wisdom, there is no yoniso manasikara. That's why there is no wisdom at the moment of sense experience. So upon contact, immediately from feeling that arise, it will condition craving. You cannot stop. You cannot cut. Your soul cutting is like you say, let go. Understand now? Don't want to attach, don't want to cling. This is suppression, this is control. This is delusion. Thought-based. It's an idea, like Krishnamurti say. And you let the idea take you for a ride. You become gullible. And you go and believe. Oh, you when do this practice, got a feeling, practice letting go. Where got such practice? Without wisdom, you must see clearly. You cannot do anything. That's why you have to develop wisdom. And to have wisdom, you must have spiritual friend. You must have sila. Spiritual friend are those who understand the teaching of the Buddha. When you understand the teaching of the Buddha, you will follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good and purify the mind, which is noble eightfold path. How to avoid evil? Keep your precept. Train your mind to be ever mindful so that you are able to keep your precepts. That's why all this fall into place. Then the four right effort to constantly cultivate accordingly. Then the five spiritual faculty, you diligently develop it, because to overcome the five mental hindrance, you have to cultivate. And if you are a true Dhamma practitioner to understand the spiritual teaching, you must have spiritual faculty, otherwise you cannot. Faith is very important, Sadha. Faith in the Buddha and his teaching. True understanding who he is, how wise and virtuous a being he is, and because of that, how wonderful his teaching is all about. It can liberate your mind, transform you personality-wise, character-wise, until you become so different, until you are no longer deluded by the phenomenal world, until you can have clear understanding of the phenomenal world, its universal characteristics, then there is no more self-delusion, ignorance. And because of that, it can liberate your mind, free you from all suffering. Then you can live in the world, and yet above the world. And that is what the Dhamma is all about, for you to become beautiful, for your form and mind to develop all the wholesomeness, for your form and mind to be a blessing to all, for this wisdom to transform you so that you can be a blessing to all, so that you can transform humanity and the world and the entire existence. And this is what Dhamma is all about. That's why our Kayamita force, you do not underestimate it. It may start small. It may start from a humble beginning. But that seed once planted, it will take off and it will flourish until unstoppable. And all this will continue on its own. But as we grow, Kayanamitta who walks the path of Dhamma will become Kayanamitta who has the Dhamma. And as these numbers grow, as this website become more accessible to people, more well known to the world, you all can be the ambassador of Dhamma. You all can hold the torch to bring forth the causes and conditions for it to continuously grow and benefit more and more living beings. And this is what is going to happen. And all these are unfolding. You may not know, you may not realize, but when the time comes, it will happen. So these are very beautiful conditions for the understanding of the cultivation and the Dhamma. So with that, maybe I will stop for any other question. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So you want to ask Pauline what happened? Pass the mic to her. Something touched her.
I don't know, Brother Dale.
You sure know? You can describe it out, then I will explain to you. Why did you cry?
I don't know. I feel.
Yeah.
I just feel like. I actually don't know what.
No need to know. You just tell me what actually happened, then I can tell you why.
I just feel like crying.
It cannot be. Something hit you. Were you listening?
I actually don't know.
No, were you listening when I share the Dhamma?
Yeah. And my hand put the palm is also not not I wanted.
Yeah lah, it will move. Then at what point did it start?
I think after meditation finish.
No. After meditation finish, nothing happened. Then song share. After song share, I explain.
I think before song start, I think it started. For me to feel is before song started.
No. That sound, that crying, the burst out.
I can't remember when, but it was.
No, it was after I explained until the kayanamitashi part. The kayanamitashi part hit the nature inside.
You
know what is he trying to tell you? You have missed this condition before, this window before. That's why inside cry. So don't worry. Now that you have the good condition again, so do not be heedless anymore. Determine. And no more like last time. Take for granted. Play, cannot. Because if you miss another window, it's going to be a long, long duration before the next window. And you may not be so lucky the next time. Even though under this condition, you can cultivate beautiful condition. But if you become heedless again, when the sasana is no more, you cannot develop this cultivation onwards. The moment you fall, you will be like last time, fall back very severely. Don't worry, cry, let it come out. Off the mic, off the mic. So you have to go through all this to understand, because a lot of people will not know. And it's nothing to do with you, because you're this form of mind, it's a different form of mind. But that nature within, it knew. That's why a lot of things will happen. Then some, when you listen, it will react from inside. Then some is rejoicing. It's just like when I heard my teacher Ajayantra in Australia, when he mentioned about one of the life of the Bodhisattva Sakyamuni. He was so poor that life. Then he was working for people. He need a needle to do his work. I think they were involved with teaching and all this thing and making things. Then all of a sudden, the whole village heard that there is a Sammasambuddha coming to visit the town, the place. So that was a long, long ago, Jataka story, when he was still a lay person. Then that time, I think he is already a bodhisattva, but the early stage. So what happened was, they were all very excited. They wanted to do something to invite the Buddha over. But they don't have the resources and the money. So they talked to the owner, the boss. And the boss was very receptive. So everybody was so happy. They prepared for that day. Then that day come. You know what happened? He was so poor. The Bodhisattva at that time was so poor. He got nothing to offer. Except that needle, which he need for his livelihood. And you know what happened? Finally on that day when the Buddha arrived, he offered that needle. He was fighting inside the thought, say, you offer this. How are you going to continue with your job, your work and all those things? So there was this conflict inside. The nature wants to offer. The thought say no. You lose everything. Just like during Sakyamuni Buddha's time, remember? The one sarong, husband and wife share on. Finally, the husband offered the only sarong they have. So, when Ajayantra mentioned about his Jataka story, I say he offered the needle. Deep inside my nature, the tears come out. But it never cry. The tears come out because of joy, because he understands my nature understand. If I have to go through this condition, my nature can also do it. That's like deep inside. It just happened. Then the tears just come out. So all these are from that nature. That nature knows. Sometimes that nature has been looking for certain thing for so long. But during the initial part of your cultivation, you will not be able to have the understanding of all this happening, because all this need all the great beings who have gone through long period of perfection and cultivation to have the understanding. So you don't worry. But because condition is there, you can understand all this. Then you must be sincere, have faith, persevere and determined to walk this way, and you become beautiful. Okay? Let us rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, very funny, Now they hear the Thursday class, all the sharing different. It meant to be, because Brother Teo, Pamasuri and family, they have faith, they have parami. And they really, really very sincere, very generous and very kind. And they help out in many ways. In fact, all the transcript book you receive, the printing come from the publisher they get to know. Then Brother Teo help out in the formatting of the thing. Of course, together with NB for certain books. Then most of the one, the content all he generate, and the proofreading, the check and all those things, all the Karamita have out there, he go through and print out the final copy with the formatted version for me. And the cover, I think it's Papasuri and Brother Teo, they all do it, I want all the cover. I'm not good at all this graphic thing. Yeah. If you are good, you let us know, we get you to help. Because they run out of color already, I think. They don't know what color to put. Then our format is the usual one. So now you can change a bit. Like last time, emptiness, I remember last time emptiness, they draw a like a circle and all, but it's not a perfect circle, it's the Chinese right character one, the toothbrush, not toothbrush. You call what? The takai, say takai zi. The what? Maopi. Maopi zi. So they go and draw this circle using the Chinese calligraphic type thing. I saw it very beautiful. And that was the book on the emptiness written by Sun Yan Fa Si, who passed away a few years back, Fa Ku San. When I was in the university, during the early 80s, I went to the library. It was University Player Library. Not library, sorry, bookshop behind the library. I went in there. I saw these two books. One is Autobiography of Han San, the Han San Si. Then the other one is this book, Emptiness. I didn't even know who Sun Yan Fa Si is. But I bought the book. Then when I read through, wow, this two book is pretty good. That's how it's all meant to be. Then I can understand what is written there. Very funny. So all this is like meant to be, will be. That's why when you have faith, when you develop the cultivation, the perfection, accordingly, appropriately, things will unfold. They become beautiful. Okay, now, you got any other question or meditation reporting? 还有吗？他说啊，你跟
没有啊，讲学一些
啊，好啊啊，
那天你在 Joyce 的讲到我以前很喜欢问why like that? Really, the last 以前我真的很想问你 why like that? 我很想要去找那个 answer。我每次很喜欢问你很多的 questions, but 我去年从泰国回来了，一月我又在问你的时候，
yeah.
你是跟我讲，你再问你就被你的 thought 骗了。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then from then onward 我就不再问你东西了。
Yeah.
So 我就自己去 cultivate 了。
嗯。
For 6 months， 我的 sankara， 我那个 6 months 的时候，我真的那个 sankara 一直 arise。
Yeah.还在那边，
对、
very strong。
那个时候我自己一直去 strike on， 一直去 strike
yeah,
on， 我不要问你，
yeah, yeah.
我自己去 go through、
yeah.。
什么叫做 silent？
Correct、
什么叫做 relax？
Very good、
什么叫做 be
with
it？ 什么叫做 accept？
For
the six months， 我很多次我有时我要 give out， 我已经因为那个 sankara 它一直。Non-stop 的
yeah,
一直 arise、
yeah.
我不能够 penetrate 那个时候我又不想要去问你
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have to go through on my、
Correct.
own For 6 months 我 totally 没
yes.
Then after that 就在我finally 我还是 go through 因为我一直
yeah, yeah, yeah.、
那时候我一直、strike on 我的
faith yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
当我 go through 的时候，六月的时候 ，actually 我里面有个 click， 他跟我说，strike on with heedfulness， 他后面再加多一个 with understanding。
Yeah, with understanding.、
Then after that， 我就知道了，下半年又 another 的那 stage sankara
yeah, yeah,
又一直在、
yeah.
一直在 test 我。
Yeah, yeah.
Actually 我 whole 2016年我有很多的 sankara、
yeah.
很多的 test， 一直、
yeah.
一直来 test 我。下半年的时候when 我一有arise 我的 sankara 一来 test 我、我知道因为我里面会 move
yeah, yeah, yeah.
the moment 我一 move 的时候我就赶快的去 contemplate、去 strengthen 我的那个 three right view
yeah, yeah, yeah.
我就知道我的 right view 不 stable
yeah,
that's
yeah.
right 我还有 delusion 我还有 sakaya
yeah, yeah,
弟弟
yeah, 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 yeah.
我才会去、stir
对、
so I keep on 的一直在去 strengthen 一直去 contemplate 这个 right view、
yeah.
even 我 after 12月我有这个 five spiritual faculty 的 awakening 以后我一月、我的 sankara 又来 test
yeah, yeah.
那是我整个我但是我为什么我没有 report 因为我还一直在 silent
yeah,
一直去
yeah, yeah, yeah,
去 be with it 那个 sankara
yeah, yeah.
后来就在一月中其实有一天我再去
yeah, yeah.
Tuesday class 在你的家
yeah, yeah, yeah.
我一去到我 silent 坐在那一边的时候、我里面就跟我讲 Sankara is Dukkha、
yeah.
他是让我去看到了这些 Sankara
yeah, yeah, yeah.
是个 Dukkha 来的、
yeah.
对所以说我就我就想到我整年都一直在 strike on 一直去 strike on、
yeah.
一直去、yeah.我真正的去感受到kate kate para kate para sam kate bodhisattva 就是我们每一个人我们要 go beyond
yeah,
beyond 什么、
yeah.
beyond 这个 sea of consciousness、
yeah.
beyond 这个 sankara、
yes
yeah, 这个 sankara、
yeah.
你要讲 go beyond 你一定要有很多的这个 faith 我这几天我又在 contemplate 的时候Actually, Dharma 是全部是 interlink.
Yeah, yeah, interlink.
When you understand 的时候，你就知道怎样的用这个
spiritual faculty.
对，怎样的去去 strike on
yeah, yeah, yeah.
这个 sankara， 怎样去 go through, go beyond 它。
Yeah.
Then 刚才下午我在家里在 contemplate 这个right three right view 的时候，第一个view of
karma、
第二个是这个view of 这个 patijja 什么什么 patijja 然后第三个是在
four noble truth
four noble truth actually 全部就是一个 four
noble truth 一个 four
noble
truth 来的
对,
对
你只要去 contemplate 这个 four noble truth 因为在 four noble truth 里面 Buddha 已经 advise 我们 five daily contemplation
yeah, yeah, yeah.
那个前面的四个是 deal with the body a form
yeah, yeah.
最后一个是 law of karma 了
yeah,
然后 body 你要懂得 deal 了以后你才能够去 deal with 那个 mind、那个 mind 就是 dependent origination
对、
actually 整个 Buddha Dharma 里面讲的就是这个怎样的从这个 form and mind 去 cultivate
correct.
怎样的去 go beyond 它、
thank you so much let us rejoice、sadhu sadhu sadhu that's why now he will recall why I just tell him technically he don't need a teacher, because that silent mind will understand by itself. But his problem is every time the transformation comes, the understanding comes, it is something so beyond the thinking mind, the thought. And the habitual tendency of using that thought is so strong. Do you understand? So this thought has been in the name of questioning. Sometimes you may take it literally, thought this is inquiry. Inquiry is different. Inquiry will not say like that. Inquiry, you will just inquire. How can I understand? Why did the Buddha say this? This is inquiry. But when you don't have that inquiry, you will end up like what last time he used to ask me. Radio, why is it like that? Is it? Why is it like that? The mundane mind cannot understand that. How come like that? Then later on, I warned him a few times, he will come and test you. You only need to remember one thing. Everything is part of the way. As long as you are sincere, you have the faith, and you persevere. Just do, don't try to know. The transformation will come. But you have to contemplate, reflect, inquire, until very, very clear. That's like the second noble truth turning. So what happened to him was, he thought the transformation should actually make him completely without sankhara. It cannot be so fast. But the form of mind is still the form of mind. Even after you go through a glimpse of cessation, which is the initial sainthood, the mundane mind is still there, very active. And there are a lot of layers of defilement, habitual tendency that you cannot deal, still there. So if the thought keep on questioning, how come I still got this sankhara? How come I still got this movement? Because he got mindfulness. He can see very clearly. And you cannot lie to yourself, understand? But the understanding is different. Sankhara is just sankhara, understand? Why must you try to do something about it? That's why he was struggling, understand, for many months, trying to strive on with heedfulness. Then he realized the gate gate parasamgate is to go beyond sankhara, beyond mind, beyond thought. That is what the Dhamma is all about. Akaliko, ahipasiko, openaiko, then sanditiko. So all these characteristics of the Dhamma, he didn't reflect and inquire. So because of that, the thought create the idea, you must strive on with heedfulness until no sankhara. That one is an idea. That one is a thought. You cannot do it. Sankhara will be there as long as your stability of the five spiritual faculties is not there. Because it will arise. And this has become habitual. Then sometimes it comes as a test. It will do a lot of things to you. Even Mahabhava, long time Mahabhava, he kena so many times. He trained his mind, Buddha, 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 until Anapanasati, with all the jhana, until it's so calm, so still, so tame. Whatever he wants to do, he can instruct and direct the mind. Then for no reason, after a long time, all of a sudden he becomes so restless, he got no way to deal with that sankhara and that mind. He mentioned it in his book. Then he realized, all those calmness, stillness, energy field, they are the primordial delusion. You know what is primordial delusion? Huh? Means the ignorance is still there, not rooted out. That's why the primordial mind is the first thought of ignorance that come out and fall and lead to all the birth and death and all those things. So that realization is very important. Then he ceased to fight. Then he just developed the daily mindfulness as advised by Ajaman to him. He developed the four postures. He developed the daily mindfulness. Then he just go about doing what he is doing. Yeah. That's why even in Ajahn Chah's teaching also, is mentioned by one of his Western disciples. He said, initially, when he started his style of the forest tradition, people comment, this type of teaching cannot have good result. You know why? Where they complain. He said, a lot of chanting, group chanting, a lot of what they call work to do in the monastery. Then sometimes he send you to a very remote place. Then the monk cannot take it, especially Westerner. Even Ajahn Jagaro also complained that time. Later on he understand, why did Ajahn Jha send me to such a remote place? Then for 2 years Ajahn Jha didn't turn up. And he was yearning for Ajahn Jha to come and take him back. And as a Westerner without support, you want to go back also you cannot. Unless you have the cheek to write letter back to your friends or your parents to come and help you, send you money. You know. So they have to cultivate. They have to learn. They have to strive on. Okay. Then later on, he come to realize that Dhamma is not about sitting and all those things. Not about close with your teacher. Well, he has already been with Ajahn Jha for, I think, 3 or 5 years already. So it's about time for him to be alone, to cultivate under different environment, to be exposed to the true remote and rural life. Then see how the mind react and stir. Then finally, when he understood all this, initially I remember Ajahn Jagaro also complained, I'm a PhD student, first class honors and all those things, follow Nobel Prize. I give out everything to come here to meditate. Why did Ajahn Jha send me to this place and ask me to do all this routine work? Is it carry water, repair this, repair that, sweep floor? I should be meditating, understand? Is it? I should be cultivating. I should be listening to the Dhamma and all those things. When you cannot understand, you will have this thought, understand? But the real cultivation is in the midst of life, which he didn't get it at that time. That's why he asked you to do all this. That's why later on, a lot of these monks, they come to know, if you don't have all this daily life thing, it will become a conditioned state of mind. If you just do sitting, walking, chanting and all those things, under very calm, tranquil setting in a monastic place. That's why they have a lot of activity. You have to do a lot of things. Even in the Patimokkha is mentioned. You have precepts that you have to be ever mindful. Then you have to do your pinnapat. Understand? Then you have to reflect and contemplate on the usage and all those things. You remember our retreat book? Huh? All the appendix at the back. How the monk has to reflect and contemplate, inquire into all those things. So all this is part of the training. It's not about full-time meditating, sitting. No. It's cultivating heedfulness, to be ever mindful of all your action and movement in the present moment, so that you can have that mindfulness to be so sharp, the clarity of mindfulness to be so clear, to observe your form and mind, your activity of mind, the sankhara, which include your feeling, perception, mental states, and your consciousness. Then the content of consciousness. But you need kaya to anchor, to develop the stability of mindfulness. And if that kaya nupasana is not there, the daily mindfulness is not stable, you cannot do the rest. Because you don't have that stability of mindfulness to be with the moment, to be with feeling, to be with the content of consciousness, to be with the moment of sense experience, the movement, the activity, the contact. Then how feeling condition. You must be silent to see all this, not through the thought, not through knowledge. That's why without that silent mind, which Longpo Tongwai also emphasized on. You cannot use the mundane mind, the thinking mind, to go and note and all those things. That's why he told that lady, you are like a broken down car when you come. Your everything is wrong, not right. Until you drive, until that car is like a broken down car. He said, how can you use the thought to meditate, to go beyond thought? Cannot. We are that noting and honest thing is sankara. And through that sankara, you want to realize a state that is beyond. You cannot. That's why finally he just tell him to develop the spiritual faculty, to train your mind to have this sati so that it is aware. Then through the awareness, it will understand. Then the Dhamma will fall into place. Then it will awaken. So all these are very important understanding. And only cultivator who have the Dhamma and realization can share all this with you. Otherwise, if they themselves is also trapped, like the blind leading the blind, there is no way they can guide you along. That's why to have Kayanamita who has the Dhamma among the Kayanamita shape is very important. If you don't have, that grouping can never flourish. It will be very, very difficult. Because to deviate from the truth, from the Dhamma, is so easy. You know what is deviation? One of my teachers say, if you deviate by 1 degree, you know you end up where? Even by 1 degree, you know the tangent, the arc. Like you draw that line from earth to the sun. You know you may be out by only 1 degree, but when you reach the sun, you are miles apart. Even by 1 second, when you end up already off tangent. So the Noble Eightfold Path is so difficult to penetrate and develop the understanding. That's why without the adhittana, without the vow, without the aspiration for causes and conditions through this understanding of the nature's law, technically nobody stands a chance. That's why the Buddha dare to tell you Kayanamita ship is 100% of the holy life. Without Kayanamitas, the real one that has the Dhamma as friend, impossible to walk this way. Even with them, they can tell you, point out to you. You look at Song, he has all those conditions, and yet it took him quite a while to penetrate all this. It's only later on when he just persevere, determined to understand and reflect on what I say, what I meant by be with it, be with the moment. Then don't try to know. Silent, the art of listening. So when you listen attentively without thought, without chattering, without verbalization, without the sankhara reacting, without your conditioning coming to interfere, means silent mind in choiceless awareness, just aware. Don't do anything. Sankhara arise, let it arise. It's of that nature. Because there is still avijja, there is still ignorance. And these are not real. Because these are dependent originating, condition arising. So if you accept, means what? You don't have this craving or desire to force it to go. And that is craving. Trying to do something. And who is trying to do? The thought. That's why the thought wants to strive on with heedfulness. Cannot. Strive on his heedfulness, the meaning is different. You know what is strive on with heedfulness? I write the word, then you understand. Where is the writer?
the marker pen.
You realize this word, strive on with heedfulness. A lot of people got it wrong. You thought must put effort. Oh, you don't have the pen. Gone. I think I got one here. Ah, I got one. Tell Pak Masuri, no need. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got it. Oh, very good. Yeah. So next time I tell you, put in one of your drawer here. You won't forget. You can on the light here. This light. What are the keywords? Strive on with. This is the keyword. Understand? The Buddha say, just strive on to be heedful. Understand or not? Don't strive on to want to finish off the Sankara. Understand or not? Don't go and do all those things. He just says, strive on with heedfulness. You must cultivate heedfulness. That's it. That's why you have to inquire, what is heedfulness? To be heedful is according to Dhammapada verse 23. And what is Dhammapada verse 23? Yeah? Ever mindful and constantly meditative. So there are two parts. Ever mindful. Plus, constantly meditative. Meditative. So now these two words, I repeat. Ever mindful. First, you must be mindful, understand? Then stabilize it until you throughout the day, mindful. This one also you have not developed. Then how can you proceed to be heedful? That's why I say not until your stability of daily mindfulness is established. And when the stability of daily mindfulness is established, when it arrives, your form and mind will know. Let the form and mind that go through this transformation will know. All of a sudden, your movement, action, all with the moment, with your kaya. Then you realize, how come now I don't think anymore? It's just aware. Then you can see a lot of things. The mental intention that you never see before, the subtle one behind, that come back through the back door, you start to see. Then the dependent origination, how you stir, how you react, how the conditioning condition you to become like that, how your wrong view make you like that. And all this you start to see. That is what meditation is all about. Moment to moment, in awareness, to see how you become what you are. How through avijja it conditions you into negativity. How your evil root arise. How the mental hindrance arise when the spiritual faculty are not there. Then you know what to do. You know what to deal. So strive on your heedfulness is to train your mind to be ever mindful. Don't try to know. Just do this. That's why bowing, walking, aware, standing aware, turning, bending, stretching. Everything just determined to be aware. That's it. Don't try to know. Then the mind on its own automatically become aware. But you must have a religious routine. Otherwise, most of the time, you sit 1 or 2 hours or half an hour only, you become quiet, peaceful. That is not meditation, technically. That is to train the mind to be aware, peaceful. But most people make it wrong because they go and focus, they go and concentrate, and they develop jhana. They have object of meditation, thinking that when they hold on to that, they are meditating. That is not a free mind. That is the training part. When you don't have the spiritual faculty, you need to train, then you do all this.
Understand? Yeah? So, strive on heedfulness has two parts. Constantly meditative, sorry, not meditation. It's to constantly cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path. Constantly meditative. So this is Noble Eightfold Path. Then, like what Song went through, constantly reflect and contemplate on the three right view. You think you already know there is knowledge most of the time. Understand? Even at his level, he need to reflect and contemplate until very, very clear. Law of karma very easy, but dependent origination is not easy. Because you have to be so silent to see. That's why the lying down meditation is very important. You have to lie down until it's very quiet, very still. Then after that, in the midst of life, you have to carry this mind state. And the lying down meditation can give you a free mind. Because you just relax, silent, and just aware. Then the sankhara slow down by itself. So if this way, in a formal meditation, you can stabilize and slow, then what you need is, when you come out of it, you have to anchor it to your kaya. That's why the first foundation of training is kaya nupassana. Even though the Buddha start with anapanasati. It's just any skillful means to train your mind. Then after that, the next category of cultivation is what? Mindfulness of the four posture. Then clear comprehension. Mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action and movement connecting the four posture. If these three also you cannot do, you cannot be ever mindful. That's why you have to do these three. Then only you can have the initial wisdom to do the four elements, 32 parts, 9 stages of 7-3 decomposition. Then to have the stability to be with your feeling, to do the second foundation. Then to be with your content of conscious to do the third foundation. Then the fourth foundation is about Dhamma. That one deal with the five mental hindrance, the five aggregate. That one because your mindfulness is really very stable. That's how you can see and understand. Actually the last foundation becomes very easy if you have done the first three. Otherwise the last foundation is not easy, I tell you. Even though I explained so many times. Even the first category, mindfulness of the five mental hindrance, you remember? How many times I explained at the Satipatthana class? Because people don't do according to the sutta. When the Buddha say, you just be aware of the five mental hindrance, then you will come to know how the unarisen mental hindrance come to be. That part people cannot understand. And people don't want to understand. They just go and study the theory. Five mental hindrance. They never reflect. Because why did the Buddha say, I must be aware? When there is this mental hindrance of sensual desire or ill will, or sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind and doubt, you have to be aware. And when you have to be aware, when you are able to be aware, then what did the Buddha say? You will come to know how the unarisen mental hindrance come to be. How can you have that understanding? Yeah? Now we discuss it again. How can you have that understanding? If you are just aware when they arise, then he said you will know how it come about. Because if you are mindful, before the hindrance arise, there was no hindrance there. Because you are mindful throughout. You are ever mindful. Then when the mental hindrance arise, if you recollect back, you must know how it arises there, unless you are lost in thought. Heedless. That's why you cannot know. That's why the real meditation is different. Then the next category of training is what? Mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases to trace the origination factor. How did the hindrance come to be? It's always through your senses. Upon contact, when you have wrong view, you react, you stir. That's what dependent orientation. Then you saw it happening. Because you are mindful, understand? Then you come to know, No wonder it arises. Then what must you do? Silence your mind again and be with it. Don't do anything. Don't try to suppress, control, and do away with it. Understand or not? Like you are sleepy, yes, Lord, and they say go and wash your face. I mean, it will make you fresh. You come back. You are not so sleepy. But it doesn't help you in the meditation. The Buddha say, be with it. Aware. When the hindrance are there, you must be aware. Then when you are aware, you know how this unarisen hindrance come to be. Then when you continue to stay with it, what happened? You didn't react. You didn't create negative aversion towards it. Will you accept that reality of that mind? The spiritual faculty not stable, hindrance will arise. So I accept. Accept means no mental hindrance. It, in a way, it's like equanimity. Understand not? Then your sati will take over. Understand not? The spiritual faculty will come in. Then you realize all of a sudden the shift of consciousness come back. Then the virya come back. The energy come back. Then there is no more mental hindrance or sloth and torpor. Just like what I went through when I was contemplating and reflecting on all this, then when I determined to sit through the pain, it flashed through. Then when there was one occasion when I meditated, the sloth and torpor was so strong. After a long period, I don't have the mental hindrance already. The five mental faculty is quite stable, then the hindrance no more. And yet it come, no. That's why the test come, no. Then because of my wisdom and nature's understanding, I didn't do anything. I didn't react. I didn't develop aversion towards it. I didn't have the thought to tell me, how come still got this type of mental hindrance? Sloth and torpor. I knew it was a test. That's why I just silent and be with it. I stay with the sleepiness. All of a sudden it flashed through, and it's gone. That's why the Buddha say, when you continue to silent and be aware, the third way, you will come to know how the arisen hindrance is to be. Where the third way is just to be aware. Don't do anything. Don't feed it with any more wrong view, delusion, thought energy. Then it will cease to be. Where these are all conditioned arising entity. Understand? Dependent originating. Anger is not you. Sloth and torpor is not you. They were never there before it arises. That's why it's not you. Then why do you want to do away with anger? Why you go and say, I have anger? And anger is an evil root. I want to abandon it. Abandon it is correct, using thought. That is thought-based. So the Buddha teach five ways to abandon. Understand not? So which way you use? He never asks you to suppress and control. Understand not? He asks you to think of the direct opposite, wholesome thought. Then think of the consequence so that you dare not do it. Dare not allow it to be there. Then third way is just aware. Then fourth way is to develop the wisdom. Trace the origination factor. That one you use the second category of Dhammanupassana. Mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases. This is how you meditate. Then I come to understand all this so clearly. Then I realize there is nothing inside there. It's just delusion, sankara, self-delusion, wrong view. The moment you straighten your view to see things as they are, to accept the reality of the moment, then all this cease. Then the spiritual faculty take over and become so different. And then after that, the mundane mind collapses. Everything happens. That's what meditation is all about. Okay? We better stop. 10:34 already. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So hopefully, after today, it's becoming clearer and clearer. Now the condition is such, all this recorded talk, because it's meant to be, so that people who listen, they will understand. Even Wanji texts me. He said, the last Tuesday talk was so good, and she wants to do a transcript out of it again. The last Tuesday talk, you know, Hui Ling asked a very good question. And together we Chui, you know, and all those things, and Mimi's,
I think we may add in a bit. So all these are the conditions. Then like today, song sharing is beautiful. Then we have the condition to explain them one more round so that you can have the faith. It can be done. Like I used to say, if only I, my nature, can do, then everybody else cannot do. What for? This is not the Dhamma that the Buddha teach. Any puttajana can transform when you understand. That's why I say it's not difficult, this window. The condition, the consciousness, the Kayanamita force and the nature, they are so powerful. That's why if you have faith, sincerity, perseverance, this retreat, a lot of things will happen. And you all will understand differently. And you will progress beautifully. That's why the nature knew this is the year of transformation for many, many Kayanamita. Great transformation, not only transformation. Okay? We end, huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We will do the sharing of merits. Okay, recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed over the 2 hour plus. Let us now share all these merits and wholesomeness with all the beings, starting from the devas. Akka satta cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anuoditwa chirang rakantu lokasasana itta watta chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to all the worthy ones. Then we end.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Chinese New Year mood, let us express Sadhu Chitan to gratitude and family and Uncle Jun inside the room for allowing us to come to their beautiful house to listen to this Dharma sharing.
Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Sadhu to Valentin Hao for fetching Valentin and the Steel to make this Dharma sharing possible.
Sadhu, Sadhu.
Sadhu,
Sadhu, Sadhu.